Welcome to the Stabbin' Stylists Podcast. I'm Randa.
And I'm Ashley.
We are just two stylists who love true crime and hair, and we're going to tell you about both.
This is a true crime podcast. These stories may be disturbing to some. Listener discretion is advised. Hey guys, spooky thing. So no hair fact other than your hair looks spooky. Go get it done.
It's time to get spooky, 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 spooky. All right, guys, this one's probably going to be a quick one today, but I would like to talk to you about the Devil's Tramping Grounds, which is in West Cheatham County, North Carolina. This is a bare circle in the middle of the woods where none grows in it. And it is said to be bare because the devil frolics around it in the night and thinks of ways to hurt humanity.
Actually, I would believe that.
Yes. It's roughly about 40 foot across. The reports of weird shit happening there date back to like 1700s. So why? Animals actually avoid that spot. Like, they don't want to run over it.
No, see, I trust animals. I trust animals. Unless they're an animal ghost.
And then we don't trust them at all. And only a sparse grass will grow there, which is actually reportedly more suited to a coastal environment.
Okay.
So it traditionally likes more salty, like brackish water environment,
yeah.
Which has led scientists to speculate that that could be the site of an ancient salt lick.
Okay.
Or possibly a mill. But if reports of it being barren back to the 1700s with no...
Right.
Heh. I'm just saying. But it would explain why coastal plants live in this circle. So there. Now, there is a very high pH to the soil there, which, again, salt will do that. And there have been articles dating back to like the 1800s about this spot. Now, the legend is that anything that you put inside the circle overnight will be moved out of the circle.
Okay.
So people have tried it with like rock sticks, anything. Yeah. They've tied it down. Still, like whole thing chunked outside of the circle by the next day. Compasses are slightly off when walking through this circle. Like they can't find a true north. So if you stay overnight and you put your tent in there, you will still be in the circle. But apparently... all night, you're going to hear somebody running around your tent. And there, I saw there was like a couple of like YouTube pages that did investigations there. Didn't really catch a whole lot. But yeah, so I don't know that I would camp in there.
Don't put yourself in the middle of a metaphysical circle, please.
No, it sounds like there's like some weird magnetic fields going on around there. Especially if animals avoid it. Your compass can't find true north.
Right.
Like, they're off. Grass doesn't grow there.
Weird. And it's, like, around woods. Like, there's woods right there. So there would be no reason for nothing to grow right there.
And there's, like, photos dating back to, like, the 30s of people, like, visiting the Devil's Tramping Grounds. And so, there is some speculation that the reason that it is bare is linked to, like, the Croatoans, which we all know everybody thinks is the lost tribe or the lost colony of Roanoke, who got absorbed by the native tribe. They speculate that Chief Croatoan could be buried in the circle and it was cursed. But I mean, you know, again, let's blame the natives with some voodoo, whatever you want to call it, like. Let's weaponize their religion, basically. So there's a, I mean, you know, it's kind of like evolved over the years. It is private property now. From what I understand, you may be able to book a camping trip there.
Okay.
But mainly kids have been using it for a party spot for a very long time.
Well, that would make sense because I was about to say.
That's why there's a big fire pit in the middle.
That's what I was about to ask was, is that natural or are people burning in the middle of it?
No, kids are going out there for a thrill and drinking out in the woods.
That's what I'm saying. We've all done.
As country kids do.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the weird little spot of the devil's tramping grounds.
There's something in the earth there. I truly believe that. I think there are some places on earth that are just
weird, man. Weird.
Something weird's going on with them.
Yeah. So I just am a little bit fascinated by that place.
I like it.
I like that everybody, like the story that stuck was like, oh, well, the devil runs around in a circle there. So that's why nothing grows.
I mean.
But who am I to say nay? You know?
Thunder is when he beats his wife. So.
Clearly.
How else are we supposed to explain that? That's weird, though.
Yeah. Just out in the woods in North Carolina. Just middle of nowhere.
And there's a woman, like, in the 30s. It's all dressed up, just standing next to her.
Little hat.
Yeah.
Huh.
Which makes you wonder, well, never mind, because if it's private property, I start to say, I wonder if so many people visit there that now they're tramping it down and that's what it looks like. But if it's private property.
No, I mean, there's reports back to the 1700s of it being barren.
Yeah.
Flat. Nothing.
Might be Indian land, but not Indian.
Well, they thought that too, and they took apparently a Native man out there, and he was like, mm-mm, I'm not going over there. He said, we don't go over there.
Oh, well.
Because everybody was like, oh, I bet the natives like have powwows out here and tramp the grass down, and this is like a dance circle, and that's why this is barren. And the Native man was like, not only no, but hell no.
Okay, well.
Huh. He said, we don't do that.
That is weird. The things hidden in these woods, guys. You never know.
That's the devil, Bobby Boucher.
My dad used to say that all the time.
The next thing we're going to talk about today is the Wampus Cat. Have you ever heard of the anybody said Wampus Cat?
I have before, but then at the same time, I'm thinking of the word cattywampus, I think.
Cattywampus, yeah. It's also been called that.
Okay. That always means off kilter in our family. If you say cattywampus, that just means something just a little bit off.
Yeah. So, the Wampus Cat, cattywampus, is a big legend, and I always thought it was like a granny name for a mountain lion.
Yeah. But
apparently not. Apparently, the Wampus Cat is its own thing.
Okay. Okay. Learn.
Apparently, it looks like it's part cat and part dog. Cat dog. Alone in the world with a little cat dog.
I loved that show.
And it can run on all fours or on its back two legs, which makes me think of a black bear.
That's terrifying either way.
It's said to hunt at night. It has a very loud scream that sounds like a woman, which again, as we named a couple of episodes back, it could be anything in the damn woods. But here's the kicker. It's got glowing eyes that if you look at them, if you catch their gaze, they can drive you mad.
Well, number one, I hope I'm never in the vicinity of one to have to look in its eyes. Because
that does not. Because no, thank you.
Yeah, it does not sound like a place I need to be.
Well, let me tell you. So, people kind of attribute this to a Cherokee legend, but it's more than likely that this was a legend told about the Cherokee rather than an actual Cherokee story.
Okay.
So, here we go. Legend says that there was a wife, a Cherokee wife, whose husband would go out on hunting expeditions and she would have to stay back at the village. And she just missed him so bad and wanted to see what he was doing that she followed the hunting expedition, which she was not supposed to do.
Girls don't do that.
No. Not supposed to do that. And so she kind of like hung back and was like hiding in the woods and seeing what they were doing. And she got to witness all of these. And this is why it's probably a legend about the Cherokee and not a Cherokee legend. Got to watch them do all these magic rituals, and she wasn't supposed to be privy to the magic that the men did on these hunting trips.
Okay.
Okay. And to stay concealed as her camouflage, she had a mountain lion hide, and she was kind of crouched under it behind the bushes trying to stay hid, and she got found, and so...
You can't hide from magic.
You sure can't. And so... They found her, and so, of course, they drag her back to the circle, and she's seen the ritual, so now we gotta punish her, right? And so the shaman, who just happens to be on this hunting trip, because, again, we have to have magic.
Yes.
And so we have to have the shaman, because no girl's allowed, couldn't be a witch. No. The shaman then curses her to wear the mountain lion skin forever, and she becomes the Wampus Cat.
Okay. I don't think she got the wrong end of the deal if she can make people go mad by looking in her eyes.
I don't think she did either, and it sounds like her husband was kind of shitty to begin with.
Yeah, that wasn't too much of a loss on her part.
Yeah. So, that is apparently the legend of the Wampus Cat.
I've always heard that, but never knew what it was supposed to, like, be.
Yeah. I always heard, like, oh, if you're bad, the Wampus Cat will come get you, or, you know, something like that.
That's wild.
But, yeah.
I love living in the South. You do not spy on your husband doing magic around here.
Forbidden.
All right, guys. Well, don't make eye contact with the Wampus Cat.
Should drive you mad.
If you're not already mad.
Don't whistle in the woods at night. Bye, y'all.